10 Leadership Communication Habits That Build Loyalty. In today's fast-paced business environment, leadership is less about commanding from above and more about connecting authentically with your team. The most successful leaders understand that true loyalty isn't demanded, it's earned through consistent, thoughtful communication that makes team members feel valued, understood, and inspired. While technical skills and strategic thinking remain important, research consistently shows that communication skills rank among the top qualities that inspire genuine loyalty in organizations of all sizes. When team members feel their leaders communicate effectively with them, engagement rises by up to 40%, retention improves dramatically, and productivity flourishes. The impact of strong communication transcends industries and organizational structures. In fact, studies reveal that nearly 70% of employees who report having communicative leaders plan to stay with their organizations for at least 5 years, a powerful testament to the connection between communication and loyalty. But what specific communication habits separate loyalty-inspiring leaders from the rest? How do these leaders create environments where team members feel deeply connected to the organization's mission and genuinely committed to its success? Let's explore 10 powerful communication habits that the most effective leaders consistently practice to build unwavering loyalty among their teams. 1. Practice active listening with full presence. Active listening is perhaps the most fundamental communication habit that builds loyalty, yet it's often overlooked in leadership development. True active listening goes beyond simply hearing words. It involves being fully present, eliminating distractions, and genuinely seeking to understand the speaker's perspective without immediately formulating your response. When leaders listen actively, they send a powerful message: your thoughts matter to me. This validation creates psychological safety and deepens trust, both essential components of loyalty. Leaders who master this habit maintain eye contact, ask clarifying questions, and summarize what they've heard to confirm understanding. They resist the urge to check their phones or glance at their computers during conversations, giving team members their complete attention. Leaders who've adopted deep listening practices report significantly stronger relationships with their teams, noting that employees are more likely to share innovative ideas, voice concerns early, and demonstrate higher levels of commitment. The loyalty dividend from this single habit can transform organizational culture, as team members who feel heard reciprocate with heightened engagement and dedication. 2. Communicate with radical transparency. In an era where information flows freely, leaders who attempt to control or restrict information often find themselves facing skepticism and disengagement. Transparent communication, sharing both successes and challenges openly, builds credibility and trust that withstand even the most difficult circumstances. Leaders who practice radical transparency keep their teams informed about organizational changes, strategic decisions, and potential challenges on the horizon. They don't sugarcoat difficult truths or hide behind corporate jargon. Instead, they share information clearly, explain the reasoning behind decisions, and acknowledge the impacts these choices may have on team members. This transparency extends to mistakes as well. Loyalty-building leaders admit when they're wrong and share what they've learned. The benefits of transparency are substantial. Teams led by transparent communicators show 50% less anxiety during periods of change and demonstrate greater resilience when facing setbacks. They're also more likely to contribute discretionary effort going above and beyond requirements because they understand the bigger picture and feel respected as partners rather than subordinates. 3. Provide regular, meaningful feedback. Annual performance reviews are rapidly becoming relics of the past, replaced by regular, meaningful feedback conversations that foster continuous improvement. Leaders who build loyalty understand that feedback is most effective when it's timely, specific, and balanced between recognition and developmental opportunities. These leaders don't reserve feedback for formal settings. Instead, they integrate it naturally into their daily interactions, catching team members doing things right and acknowledging those contributions immediately. They also address performance gaps promptly and privately, framing these conversations as opportunities for growth rather than criticism. Experts in leadership psychology note that organizations with robust feedback cultures enjoy loyalty advantages that far outpace those relying on compensation alone to retain talent. Regular, thoughtful feedback satisfies a fundamental human need for growth and mastery, creating emotional connections that bind team members to both their leaders and the organization. 4. Articulate a compelling vision people believe in. Vision statements gather dust on office walls when leaders fail to communicate them effectively. By contrast, leaders who inspire loyalty excel at translating abstract visions into compelling narratives that resonate emotionally with their teams. They connect organizational objectives to individual purposes, helping team members see how their work contributes to meaningful outcomes. This habit involves more than occasional references to the vision during company meetings. Loyalty building leaders weave vision-oriented language into everyday conversations, celebrating milestones that advance the vision and connecting routine tasks to larger purposes. They use concrete language, vivid metaphors, and authentic personal stories that make the vision feel tangible and achievable. The most effective vision communicators also invite dialogue rather than monologue. They welcome questions about how the vision translates to specific teams or roles, and they encourage team members to personalize the vision in ways that energize their daily work. This collaborative approach to vision transforms abstract concepts into shared aspirations that fuel loyalty through common purpose. 5. Deliver difficult messages with respect. Perhaps no communication skill separates great leaders from merely good ones more clearly than the ability to deliver difficult messages with respect and empathy. Whether communicating organizational restructuring, performance concerns, or project failures, how leaders handle challenging conversations profoundly impacts loyalty. Leaders who excel in this area prepare thoroughly for difficult conversations, considering both content and delivery. They choose appropriate settings that offer privacy and minimize distractions. They speak directly but compassionately, focusing on specific behaviors or situations rather than making sweeping character judgments. Most importantly, they maintain the dignity of everyone involved, recognizing that how people are treated during challenging times will be remembered long after the content of the message. Research shows that teams actually develop stronger loyalty to leaders who can navigate difficult conversations skillfully. Rather than avoiding tough issues, addressing them respectfully demonstrates integrity and builds confidence that the leader will handle all aspects of the relationship with care and professionalism. 6. Maintain a consistent communication cadence. In organizations where communication is sporadic or crisis-driven, uncertainty flourishes and trust diminishes. Leaders who build loyalty establish and maintain consistent communication rhythms that team members can count on, regardless of external circumstances. These communication cadences take many forms: weekly team meetings, monthly one-on-ones, quarterly town halls, or daily stand-ups. The specific formats matter less than the consistency and reliability of the practice. When team members know they'll have regular opportunities to receive updates, ask questions, and provide input, they experience greater psychological safety and connection to the organization. Consistency in communication extends beyond scheduled meetings to include predictable response times to emails, accessibility during core hours, and reliable follow-through on communication commitments. Leaders who establish these dependable patterns find that their teams develop stronger bonds of trust and loyalty, even during periods of significant change or uncertainty. 7. Publicly acknowledge contributions and successes. Recognition remains one of the most powerful yet underutilized tools in the leadership communication arsenal. Leaders who build exceptional loyalty make a habit of publicly acknowledging individual and team contributions, ensuring that good work never goes unnoticed. They understand that public recognition serves multiple purposes: validating the recipient, setting standards for others, and creating cultural norms that reinforce desired behaviors. Effective recognition is specific rather than general. Rather than generic praise like "great job," loyalty-building leaders describe exactly what was done well, why it matters, and how it contributed to team or organizational success. They tailor recognition to individual preferences, understanding that while some team members thrive on public acknowledgement, others prefer more low-key appreciation. The most skilled practitioners of this habit distribute recognition generously but authentically, avoiding the perception of favoritism by attentively noticing contributions across the entire team. They also create systems that encourage peer-to-peer recognition, amplifying positive communication throughout the organization and strengthening loyalty bonds in all directions. 8. Ask thoughtful, empowering questions. Leaders who rely primarily on directives miss valuable opportunities to build loyalty through inquiry. By contrast, leaders who make a habit of asking thoughtful, open-ended questions demonstrate respect for team members' expertise and create space for innovation and ownership. These questions take many forms: what approaches have you considered? How do you think we should handle this challenge? What resources would help you succeed with this project? By leading with curiosity rather than answers, these leaders communicate confidence in their teams while gathering diverse perspectives that strengthen decision-making. The loyalty impact of inquiry-based leadership is significant. When team members regularly experience being asked rather than told, they develop greater autonomy, problem-solving capacity, and commitment to outcomes. This approach is particularly effective in leading knowledge workers and younger generations who value having input in decisions that affect their work. 9. Demonstrate accessibility and approachability. Physical or hierarchical distance between leaders and teams often correlates with diminished loyalty. Leaders who counter this trend make themselves genuinely accessible and approachable, removing barriers to direct communication and creating multiple channels for team members to reach them. Accessibility takes both physical and psychological forms. Physically accessible leaders maintain some form of open-door policy, regularly visit different work areas, and make themselves visible during both routine operations and critical periods. Psychologically accessible leaders signal through verbal and nonverbal cues that they welcome interaction, manage their reactions to maintain approachability, and respond to outreach in ways that encourage future communication. Leaders who master this habit understand that formal authority actually increases with proximity rather than distance. When team members feel they can approach their leaders with ideas, concerns, or questions without fear or excessive formality, they develop stronger connections to both the individual leader and the organization. These connections form the foundation of lasting loyalty. 10. Adapt communication style to different team members. One-size-fits-all communication rarely builds loyalty across diverse teams. Leaders who inspire universal loyalty recognize and adapt to different communication preferences, generational expectations, personality styles, and cultural norms within their teams. This adaptability might mean providing detailed written instructions for team members who process information methodically, while offering visual aids and metaphors for more conceptual thinkers. It could involve communicating frequently with newer team members who need more guidance, while giving experienced staff more autonomy. The most effective leaders study various leadership communication styles and employ them flexibly based on the situation and individuals involved. Importantly, adaptive communication isn't about inconsistency in message or values. Rather, it's about presenting consistent content in forms that different team members can best receive and process. When leaders make this effort, they communicate a powerful underlying message: you matter enough for me to meet you where you are. Few communication habits build loyalty more effectively than this personalized approach. Implementing these habits, challenges and strategies. While these 10 communication habits are powerful loyalty builders, implementing them consistently presents challenges for even the most committed leaders. Time constraints, stress, competing priorities, and ingrained habits can all undermine good intentions. Successful leaders approach these habits as ongoing practices rather than one-time skills to master. They incorporate them into their leadership development plans, seek feedback on their communication effectiveness, and use tools like communication dashboards or leadership journals to track progress. Many find that focusing on one or two habits at a time yields better results than attempting to transform all aspects of communication simultaneously. Technology can both help and hinder these communication habits. Digital tools provide new channels for feedback, recognition, and information sharing, but can also create distractions that undermine presence and active listening. Leaders must thoughtfully integrate technology into their communication practices, remembering that high-stakes messages, particularly challenging ones, generally benefit from face-to-face delivery. Conclusion. The 10 communication habits explored in this article represent more than just good practice. They form the foundation of authentic leadership that inspires lasting loyalty. When leaders listen actively, communicate transparently, provide meaningful feedback, articulate compelling visions, deliver difficult messages respectfully, maintain consistent communication cadences, acknowledge contributions publicly, ask thoughtful questions, remain accessible, and adapt their communication styles, they create environments where loyalty flourishes naturally. The investment required to develop these habits yields returns far beyond retention statistics or engagement scores. Teams led by skilled communicators demonstrate greater resilience during challenges, higher innovation rates, stronger peer relationships, and deeper alignment with organizational purpose. In essence, communication excellence creates a loyalty dividend that compounds over time, benefiting leaders, team members, and organizations alike. In a business landscape where talent has unprecedented mobility and options, the ability to build loyalty through communication has never been more valuable. Leaders who recognize this reality and commit to developing these 10 habits position themselves and their organizations for sustainable success built on the firm foundation of loyal, engaged teams.